dis weer daardie tyd van die jaar. Godly Revolution Jeugfees is volstoom terug op 14 Junie by Lewende Woord Hoofkampus in Premieria, Pretoria. Bring al jou vriende en familie saam en geniet bekroonde kunstenaars en bands soos One Crown, CJ, DJ Maestro, Arnold de Wet, Jay Driver en meer. Hierdie onvergetelike ervaring het jaarliks 'n enorme impak op duisende jong mense se lewens. Onthou, Godly Revolution, 14 Junie om 5 na middag tot 9 na middag by Lewende Woord Hoofkampus teen R200 per persoon. Koop kaartjies nou aanlyn op picket.co.za in trotse samewerking met Radio Kansel, die Goeie Nuus Fabriek Trust en I Am Youth.
And it's 19 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit and Cape Pulpit, coming to you live from Pringle Bay, where it's raining, it's cold down in Cape Town. I'm not sure how's the weather in Jeffreys Bay, because I have the pastor, the leading pastor of Wave Point Church in Jeffreys Bay on the line. And what a privilege to have CJ on the line. How are you this afternoon?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon. It's good to be with you guys.
Great stuff. How's the weather in Jeffreys Bay?
It's cleared up a little bit. It's been raining the last couple of days, they say that there's some more rain coming later today, but it's winter, so it's quite cold and wet down here in Jay Bay.
Jay Bay, CJ Johnson in Jay Bay from the West Point Church. Are you a surfer as well?
Yes, I am. Not as good as the rest of the guys, but yes, I do get out there, get on my board and just like enjoying the ocean.
Wonderful. You know, CJ, There are a lot of surfers up north near Umhlanga, and those guys, they are always tuned in this time of the afternoon with on their surfboards as they are surfing. I'm not sure if they are surfing this afternoon what the weather is like at Umhlanga, but
it's actually great for surfing. Like, the guys are surfing right now.
It's great. Wonderful.
The rain and the wind brings in the waves.
How do you choose the best wave? What do you look for?
It's obviously about where you sit. I think that's important. And then also you need to look out for obviously the peak of the wave, which they say is the best part of the wave. And it takes guys that have been surfing for years here, it takes a skill to quite spot when a good wave is coming, you know? And I think what's so nice about it as well is that, you know, we always trust in God for revival. We trust in God for a move. But it's really about where you position yourself, you know what I mean? To get ready to be in the crest of that wave and to be able to ride it all the way to the beach.
Wonderful.
And I think it's the same when it comes to us believing and trusting God to do something in our nation. We have to be in the right position to be able to ride that wave. That's not why I'm on today. I'm on to speak about God Revolution.
Yeah, you're on because of Godly Revolution. And you performed at the first Godly Revolution.
Yes, sir. Can you believe it? Which means I'm very old.
CJ, I want to ask you a question. Why are you sold out to Jesus Christ's grace?
Man, I can tell you, I gave my life to the Lord when I was 10 years old. And this was the 10-year-old boy that was growing up with a single mom in Jeffreys Bay. She was working a bunch of jobs. We were staying in a shack and pretty much didn't have anything going for me in the natural. People would have looked at my situation. But I remember that night when this young guy, he was 17 years old, he preached the gospel. He was speaking about this man, Jesus, that is able to help me step into the destiny and the purpose that God has for me. He didn't promise me that my life was going to change, but if I put my faith in this man, that my life will eventually begin to take the right direction, you know. And that's why I think for me that I'm so sold out when it comes to my faith as a believer. Because of that one moment that I made that choice that day, it has changed the rest of my life forever because of that one moment, you know?
Did you ever contemplate the thought that the Lord is calling you to the ministry to be the lead pastor, as you are now, of Waypoint Church in Jeffreys Bay?
No, never, never. I mean, I'm from Jeffreys Bay. I was born here, and the reason why I went up to Johannesburg was because of music. I wanted to pursue my career as a Christian artist and stuff, and I was doing that for 15 plus years. And during that time, I never thought that I would come back because Jabez is a small town, you know, and when you move from a small town, you don't generally go back there. So, yeah, so that, it was definitely not on the, not on my plan, certainly. But it's amazing how the Lord kind of directs your path. And also when you allow God to direct your path, you know, then this sort of stuff happens.
Joshua and Amber and your wife, Natalie, they are so important to your life, to your ministry, to your heart. Tell us in a short sentence about them.
Yeah, so my kids, 16 years old, my daughter, my son is 17, he's going to be 18 in 2 weeks' time. And yeah, we've moved down here to Jabez about 5 years ago to plant the church. But we've not come down here to do what Dad wants to do and feel God is saying. We are here doing what God is telling us as a family to do. So we very much kind of, we do this thing together as a family. And I'm so encouraged to see my kids love the house of God, love serving in the house of God, love people. And not because of me, but because of something that God's done in their lives, you know, as kids. And then obviously my amazing wife has been with me for 20 years and knows me from the beginning. She was actually at the first Godly Revolution as well, those years. And yeah, she's been by my side and my biggest supporter in what I do.
Great. Let's get to Godly Revolution. And this year, Godly Revolution, it's on the 14th of June at Lewendewoord Main Campus, Brumeria in Pretoria. And it's One Crown. It's CJ. It's DJ Maestros, Arnold De Wet, Jay River, and much, much more. Tell us, what are you preparing for Godly Revolution on the 14th of June?
Yeah, I'm still like very surprised that they invited me to come, because like I said, I'm the old guy, you know, in the room. But 2 years ago, I was there when it kicked off again, and I just sense there's such a hunger in Gen Z, and especially when it comes to, you know, every generation has a sound that kind of marks that generation. And I think I've just felt like the Gen Z was looking for a sound. They were looking for a voice. They're looking for a creed that they can shout from the top of their lungs that they are Jesus freaks. And so my music is very much geared around creating that sound that young people can shout, I'm a Jesus freak. In my city, I will be the light. I will shine bright. You know, that sort of, so that's really what the whole sort of set is going to be about, that we want to be able to encourage young people, Gen Z, that they can take something home with them and not just an experience in a concert, but actually something that they can take home with them and part of their journey, their faith journey.
Don't miss out. It's Godly Revolution, 14th of June, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Lewendewoord Main Campus at 200 Rand per person. WhatsApp the word youth to 082-657-2729 or send an SMS with the word youth to 37871. And we will send you a link to book your ticket or contact the Quicket Call Center at 021-424-9308. Standard rates do apply. CJ, what is on your heart for this year's Godly Revolution?
You know, as the event sort of name of the event is Godly Revolution, and what's really on my heart is that there would be a revolution amongst young people in South Africa. There would be a revival that breaks out amongst young people in South Africa. And what I love about events like this, it's where it can be the spark that one teenager needs in the room that will push them into, say, man, I feel God is calling me. I feel I'm the one that God is sending. And through that the revolution will begin out of those moments.
CJ, just take yourself for a moment. Somewhere, someone is listening to you, and it's a young guy listening on the radio or on the app or wherever on this live stream, and in similar situations where you grew up in Jabez in a shack, just thinking, wow, I'm listening to this guy called CJ, and I wish my life could take a turn to be near to him. What would you say to that guy or girl?
Man, I would say everything starts and begins with Jesus. Jesus is the one that can change and transform your life. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. And we're living in a world right now where they say, well, put your trust in this. If you put your faith in that, then life will turn around. And the thing is, we have seen over the years where people have put their faith in things that their lives haven't changed. And I am testament here today that by putting your faith and your trust in Jesus, it is the beginning and the start of your life taking a turn towards your purpose and towards the destiny that God has for you. And I think the second one is just to say that, hey, God's got a plan for you. He says it in his word. He has a future for you. Once you give faith and you put your faith in Jesus and you align yourself with him, then that story starts unfolding that God has for you.
Great stuff. CJ from J-Bay. And I know J-Bay so well. You know, I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus when I was a young school teenager on a SCA camp on the beach at J-Bay many, many moons ago. Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know the Fish Monkey where you can get the lovely fish and chips? Oh.
Yeah, I stay literally in that road.
Oh, really?
The road, that's where I stay. Yeah, that's where I live.
Well, go and treat yourself this evening with some fish and chips from
100%.
Wonderful. Jay, CJ, thank you so much. It was a privilege to have you on air. God bless to you and thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see 1,000 young people there at God Revolution this year.
Amen to that. CJ from J-Bay this afternoon.
Deel jou opinie met Johan Els op 657 en 729 AM.